Hi, this is Jim. Radio. Hello, this is Jim T. Chong, the Walk Star, and I am just over the top with what we have today. We are actually on day three of our Deep Beauty Global Telesummit Tour, and it has been so very exciting with so many incredible guests. And, you know, we've been really celebrating a lot of things that are built to support you in your transformation and in your success in your life. And we have a wonderful person that has put together pretty much, I call it the roadmap to your success. And basically, it is called Transforming Yourself Through Self-Care, Transforming Your Life Through Self-Care. And it's really a guide to tapping into your deep beauty and your inner worth. And wow, it's been so fantastic so far. And today, the main themes we're going to be targeting are celebrating deep beauty, the importance of volunteering, giving back, and I love this, rejoicing. And today, we have a great lineup of speakers that are going to be presenting. And, you know, just in terms of talking about life, you know, we have with us some fantastic people. We have with us Sabrina Benthama, who is the Mother of the Year Award winner, and she has some fantastic kids that are going to be speaking with her. We're going to hear things from a from perspective of a family mother, but also somebody that is, you know, basically, how can you get better than that? A Mother of the Year Award winner. We also have with us today a very special person to me. Her name is Nicole Peters. She is an international motivational speaker and author of the best-selling book, A Woman of Love, Power, and Respect. And she also has many number one bestsellers. One of her other books are Women Warriors Who Make It Rock. She's a founder of her own publishing company. She's going to be helping us learn a little bit more about telling our own story. And, you know, it is so very important. The stories that we tell are so key to what we can use to really inspire other people as well. And so along after that, we have Donati Saugis, who is a rapid transformational hypnotherapist coach. And this is always a great topic because to get deep within our subconscious, it is so important to be able to overcome some barriers and blocks. So we're going to hear a lot from her as well. And I will tell you, this next person is really a favorite person of mine as well. She actually holds the Guinness Book of World Records for breaking 150 two-inch bricks in a minute, 33 seconds. She is targeted to break the Guinness Book World Records for 300 bricks in 3 minutes. That is Kirby Delaney. And she is going to be talking really about breaking barriers, of course. And it's going to be really phenomenal in helping us understand just basically the gratitude we need to have, because I tell you, I know her story, and it's one that's going to really touch your heart. And then finally, we have with us Dr. Greg Sanders. He is a PhD in sociology, and he's been 30 years as a university professor, you know, just really teaching, you know, in his former life about sociology. And right now he is the founder of what is called the Easy Card. And it is going to be incredible when you hear what this card is all about, breaking barriers, but also his personal story about why he does what he does and why he continues to do what he does. And I know these stories are definitely going to touch your hearts and also do some incredible things to us to be able to stimulate us to do remarkable things. Now, I am just very excited because especially right now, you know, we are officially launching the book, Transforming Your Life Through Self-Care. And again, it is a guide to tapping into your deep beauty and your inner worth. And it's actually officially released today, although it's been ordered prior to even today. People just wanted to get their hands on it. And it's her literature is located also in the Library of Congress public libraries, universities, and books worldwide. And also, this book has also been reviewed by the American Library Association. So, wow. I mean, things are really happening already with this book. Now, the person that has pulled a lot of this together is a former physique champion, award-winning physique champion, and she also has an MBA. She is an award-winning bestseller author and also is somebody, again, that holds the National Physique Committee Masters Women's Figure Champion at the age of 60. She's an expert on both self-care and caregiving, and she's the founder of Across All Ages and two nonprofit organizations, Caregiver Story Incorporated and Grandpa's Dream. Carolyn's research and extensive collection of published works have made her a notable figure in her field, and Carolyn's most impressive accomplishment has been her expansive body of work. The award-winning and best-selling book, The Caregiver's Companion, Caring for Your Loved One Medically, Financially, Emotionally, While Caring for Yourself, again, is in the Library of Congress and many other very high echelon educational institutions like Harvard, Stanford, Johns Hopkins, and numerous other medical centers and universities. And, you know, is designated as the editor's choice. And she also received the review of excellent by the Library Journal. Wow. And I want to also make this comment here. This is where it all began on September 19th, 2007. And this is a quote from Carolyn. Dedicated to my dad, Pastor William L. Brent, PhD. I will be forever grateful to have been blessed with him, the most wonderful and amazing parent I could have ever hoped for or asked for. Way. And basically, the quote is from him, his words of wisdom, no excuses, find a way, believe for a miracle, press on till you win, don't quit. And so, you know, we have an incredible lineup of speakers really to help support you in your transformation. And I want to introduce to you an incredible individual and also a mentor of mine, Carolyn A. Brent. Carolyn! Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is so exciting.
Thank you so much. I'm just, my soul is just totally overwhelmed with this at this moment right now, because it's been since 2007, September 19th, 2007 was the last time I saw my father, and it wasn't like a pretty story at all, but what that did, it ignited the fire in me to have a purpose and a mission that my soul defines. And we have a special guest from London that's, I think she's 18 years old. And I got to tell you, I can't wait to hear this family. But I'll just share this really, really quick. I want to say a special thank you to Andrew Mandia. He's super, super quiet. He's like a quiet, nobody even knows that he's around. He's so quiet. But if it wasn't for Andrew, this is my third international blog tour. And Andrew, I want to thank you. A little bit about Andrew. He's nationally known as the intuitive traveler, and he's lived and worked all over the world, Canada, Europe, Asia, and back again to Canada. When I met him, he was in Switzerland. And he's an award-winning, he helps award-winning actors, directors, and authors and screenplay promoters, helping them to promote successful books. In his own life, he has written and produced his own one-man show. He's best known for his quote, a combination of childlike enthusiasm, innocence, coupled with the worldly ambition and determination. His mission is to serve and inspire through laughter by bringing joy to people he meets and performs all over the world. And I tell you, we've had a lot of laughs, we've had a lot of cries, we've had a lot of everything. But I want to thank Andrew. He's been with me since 2010, I believe, with my very first book, Why Wake. So Andrew, I want to thank you. I also want to thank Jim T. Chong. He's my publicist. And his background, he is a licensed financial professional dealing with business strategies as well as marketing and publicity, along with being a best-selling Amazon author, international contributing author, and filmmaker as the Walk Star, and that's W-O-K Star. He serves as the master of ceremony and is a radio personality on the show Rush Hour for Success, Live Strong in America, and the Imagination Radio. He is well-respected as a community leader and serves to support the greater good to assist other organizations and individuals in achieving their goals. And I want to say, Jim, thank you so much. I could not have done any of this work literally without these two men, because I got to tell you, it's a lot of work putting a book tour together. We started in January, and we are just now finishing up the tour, and it's been the most exciting but exhausting project I've ever done. So now I'm going to have to do transformational therapy, and I'm going to end up calling Danita to help me to transform my life again. So thank you so much. I'm going to give the mic back to Jim. Thank you.
You know, this is so very exciting. And Andrew, you know, I know, man, you've been such a great contributor to all this happening here. Any of your words just over the last couple of days? It's been fantastic. We're finalizing it with today's show. So I'd love to hear from you just what your thoughts are and what people can expect here.
Well, I just, you know, today is about, it's about celebration, rejoicing, and, you know, there's a lot. And also volunteering, and it's all wonderful. And actually, Carolyn, we started back in December because you came to me in December and you pre-planned. So we started to plan actually in December, but we didn't get going until January. And I'm so impressed with Carolyn's work. With her last book and this book, both books are in the Library of Congress. This one, the new one, was cataloged in the Library of Congress before it even came out. And it's just, you know, such a great honor to be working with Carolyn, with all the guests. I mean, especially today, with us starting out with Sabrina Bensami, Lachey Bensami, and Trey Bensami. One thing to note is in North America this Sunday, it's Mother's Day, and what a great way to start off our telesummit of day three with a mother who is a mother of five children, and I can't wait to hear what she and Lachey and Trey have to say, and I'll take it back to you, and we'll talk more later. And you know, just enjoy yourself and just rejoice the telesummit. Rejoice and have fun when you listen, and if you want to laugh, even if you're by yourself, just, you know, have fun today. That is the most important thing to remember.
That is so very true. Well, you know, as we highlight today, I'll tell you, you know, this whole focus on deep beauty, and especially the importance of volunteering and giving back and rejoicing, is so very important. And, you know, just to anchor us in terms of why deep beauty. You know, it is such a description that Carolyn decided to use for this tour for her book. Carolyn, you know, just tell us, describe to us what deep beauty is all about. Why deep beauty?
Deep beauty, Jim, is the whole person for me. The spiritual, the emotional, the physical being. And I always think of this. This is really, everyone think about it, this worldwide. Why do people spend millions and millions of dollars traveling to the ocean and they just sit there and they're staring at the ocean? I mean, really think about it. They just sit there and they're just, everyone's facing the ocean. They're staring at the ocean. Why is deep beauty? And I look at beauty, it's an inside job. You got to love yourself, take care of yourself from the inside And it manifests itself on the outside, but it's a whole lot of work. So I went on a mission to discover my deep beauty when I lost my dad the way I did. And through the twists and turns, ups and downs, and everyone that I've met on the journey, the psychologists, the wellness folks, the fitness folks, the surgeons, I'm talking about, you name it, I've had to deal with all of them, and they've dealt with me. And they all have, they've helped me, and they continue to help me. And I still work on my deep beauty on a daily basis. It's what you call, it's long-term, and you never, ever, ever stop. There's no end date. So I'm constantly trying to improve the best of me, the best of me. And I'm discovering, oh my goodness, there is deep. Once you get to know who you really are, that's where that deep, deep beauty comes in. So all of the speakers worldwide that said yes to me, that's been on the show, I got to tell you, when you have a gold medal Olympic winner that tells you how she won gold, and a person that Dave Ramsey's spokesperson, how to be, you know, a millionaire and let your money work for you and not be a slave to your money, but handling your funds. I mean, all that's deep beauty. It's teaching. So that's why I put this show together, because the show is a duplication of what's in the book. And the very last chapter is called Rejoice. So I'm rejoicing right now. Back to you, Jim.
Wow. You know, I think of one of the most beautiful things I can think of, and that is family. And so I did introduce the mom, which I'm going to read her description, but also the children follow as well. And so I want to tell you, the first people that are going to be sharing are going to be fabulous. And so I want to start off with the mother, Sabrina Bensami, and she, again, has the Mother of the Year award winner. She is an award winner there, and aged 5 years to 18 years old, who she refers to as her fantastic five, and that is Lasha, who's 18, Trayshawn, 13, Yasmin, who's 11, Paula, who is 9, and Amir, who's 5. Sabrina Bensami is also an award-winning author. Sabrina's background is in computer science. Sabrina is a co-founding director of Harris Invictus Academy, and that's Ofsted or Outstanding Secondary School. Sabrina is the founder of also the Mobile Single Parents Project, Dreaming Big Together, Mama's Secret Recipe, and also Mindset Reset Now, the Conscious Entrepreneur Blueprint, and Shift Happens. Wow, these are great titles. Sabrina chose to turn her adversities into empowerment in the hope of inspiring her dependents and her global clients, both current and future, to allow themselves to take steps forward, building their dreams so that they can have fun learning. She went on a journey of self-discovery so that she could learn to turn lemons into lemonade. And all the way from London, England, I want to present Sabrina Bensami. Sabrina, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you. It's an absolute honor to be a part of this. Carolyn, thank you so much, and everyone else.
Well, great. Well, I know we have a lot to learn from you. And again, I know you have deep beauty just from your family, the descriptions of what you're doing. And so I'm looking so forward to hearing just what you have to teach us in terms of, you know, why you give so much and also just rejoicing what you celebrate. So let me turn it over to you.
I'm rejoicing just really fills my soul. It simply saturates every aspect of my being, because I think it often we take so much for granted. So like even just getting up in the morning, having family around us, having the ability to create something out of nothing. So I really rejoice being able to get back up after falling down. You know, there are a host of ups and downs as a mother that you have to experience. But as a woman, there are so many expectations. You know, in some essences, you're a wife to someone, a daughter, a mother, and everything else. And often women forget who they are to themselves. So I really rejoice in the journey. Carolyn came into our lives through Andrew at a time when there was a lot of turbulence for us. And I rejoice in the fact of having those conversations that alleviated me and invigorated me and inspired me to just the highest heights. At that time, Lachey was part of your radio show, which was absolutely invigorating. And when I look back, I remember that Lachey was going through so much, but she got on the call. She sat there, she persevered. And I just rejoice in every aspect of our journey as a family and what we've been able to go and inspire others to do just by following our own passion.
You know, that's really good. And, you know, I love these names, you know, of your children. And, you know, in terms of what you do, I can't help but think about how grateful you are, but at the same time, the challenges that you overcame. Can you share with us a little bit about what you had overcome and then also what you celebrate?
Absolutely, yeah. So one of my biggest issues that I found in the journey was that I had low self-esteem and a lack of self-worth. And when I look back at the woman I was then in order to become who I am now, I realized that I wasn't aware that that was the issue at the time. I wasn't aware that I had such a low value for myself in terms of self-love. Like, I was always made to believe that I wasn't significant or wasn't valued or had any value to add to others. And I, you know, I'm guessing if you're listening to this, we can resonate with that in various capacities, not feeling enough, not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy. So what that used to do, it used to transpire and manifest itself in various ways. And, you know, you may be having some issues with your health or your finances. And I love that Carolyn touched on these chapters in the book where it was just invigorating. But we underestimate the impact of what we encounter and how it doesn't just impact in one aspect of our life. It actually impacts in all areas in our lives in different ways if we actually listen to the feedback. You see, here's the thing. In life has always given us feedback. And what I realize is that because I was always walking on eggshells or trying to avoid conflict or just always kind of apologizing for my existence, you know, hi, how are you doing? Sorry for disturbing you. I always felt like I was a burden on everyone. What that then started to do was transpire into my personal relationships. So I found myself in a number of relationships that just didn't work out. But then I started to examine, like, what was the key for me? And that's when I started to unlock the fact that I need to go on a journey of self-discovery. I need to find out what it is, because although these people were bullying me and being abusive, I still wanted to know, how am I also a part of the problem? Because I feel that something very magical takes place when we tap into ownership. So we're not saying that we take the blame for others, but that aspect of how am I contributing? It might be a simple thing of just not saying no. It might be a simple case of not saying yes to yourself. But when I started to discover that aspect of me and how I was contributing to this sufferance that I was going, the turmoil, Carolyn would know about this. Carolyn, you were absolutely just instrumental during that time. And I really thank that and yourself, Andrew, that I just rejoice in the fact that I've been able to get back up. Because what does that mean? It doesn't just liberate myself. It liberates everyone else that's in a situation that seems so dark and feel like they've got no way out. And here's the thing, I was a mother of three at the time, and I'm now a mother of five. And at that very precipice of that time in my life, I had no idea that my children would be doing what they do now. They have had to overcome bullying. They had to see mum go through her darkest moments. But we made one decision. And they always say it's at the time of your decision that your life can change. So we made a decision to group together. And little did we know that us making that decision for us also made a big impact on the world, because we started going to work on ourselves. We started to heal ourselves. We started to reconnect. And we started realizing that all the solutions that are in this world are actually a problem of disconnection, and be that with yourself, your family, or community. So we started thinking, how can we start healing ourselves so that we can go out as a better version, so we can serve others? And little did we know, just by working on ourselves, people wanted to see what was going on in our family. We were like, oh my God, like, I'm just raising my kids. It's nothing. We're just learning to be the best version of ourselves. And inevitably, things started to happen, momentum started to build, and I just rejoice in that aspect, because my message to people is practice your craft. And I can't, I feel quite emotional even thinking about it, because it's not often you go back that far and remember what was in order to become, is that we were not building a business. We were not doing anything other than learning to forgive, let go, and heal. And as a result of practicing our craft, as a result of doing the things that we love, as a result of presenting ourselves to love from our core, not in essence to get anything, all of this love as far out as where you are and being on this call started to take place. But we had to learn to choose ourselves first. We had to recognize that we have something to give. See, there's a big picture, and each and every one of us is a unique piece to the puzzle. And when we identified that we are valuable, if we just show up as that 1%, and then collectively, if we interconnect, that's when we become a powerful force.
You know, this is really incredible here. And first off, I just want to mention, I love your accent, right? And you probably say, what accent, right? That's what people usually say.
Yes.
But I can listen to you forever. And, you know, I'm gonna get your kids on here as well, just to share a few thoughts here. And then we're going to have comments from Andrew and Carolyn afterwards. But, you know, you've done so many great things. You have so many great works you're doing. I mean, I could go on and on and on, you know. How can people reach you if they want to get connected with you or just find out what you're doing?
Absolutely. Thank you. So we are all over social media and Google. So you only need to put in our name. So Sabrina Ben Salmi, and Ben Salmi is the surname. But you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We've got a Facebook group called Dreaming Big Together. We've actually shut down the website because we had so much interaction through social media. We're kind of finding that that's where people like to connect with us. So if you type any one of the children's names into Google, there'll be a host of connection points there.
Wow. Well, I think this is fantastic here. Well, I'm going to bring up Lasha Ben Salmi. And you know, I want to read a little bit about her. I was busted up. I was like, wow, she's done a lot. I mean, it's incredible. She is also known as a dreampreneur, and she's not your average 18-year-old kid. I think we figured it out after listening to Mom. She is a multi-award-winning youth advocate, presented Award for True Little Heroes Award in 2018, a content creator for the Korean Cultural Center, a winner of the True Little Heroes Award Entrepreneur 2017, speaker at Virgin Money Lounge Historical Black History Month first ever event, the BU Expo, 15,000 attendees, guest speaker at Mercedes-Benz World 10th April 2018, a high-profile club YouTuber with 26,000-plus subscribers and over 4 million-plus views on the Korean channel, an award-winning author of Kids That Dream Big, Andy Harrington Ace Coach, former international radio show host, winner of Reagan Hillier International Scholarship, a speaker, a business personal development mentor and coach, founder of Blossom Tree Photography and Videography, and all this at only 18 years old. I think I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to turn over the show and everything I do to you. Lasha Ben Salmi. Oh, man.
Isn't this incredible? Yeah, she's only 18. Okay, all you old folks out there, if you're over the age of 20, then you're considered an old folk. Listen to this 18-year-old, please.
Yeah, Lasha, give us your thoughts, and all of us are really listening. So this is incredible. Lasha.
Oh, thank you very much for the introduction, and a huge thank you to Carolyn for being a part of my journey, and for Andrew. You guys are absolutely amazing. Just thank you for allowing me to be a part of this amazing call tonight. I'm very excited. And yes, thank you for sharing my journey and some of my accolades. Thank you very much.
You know, I just wanted to ask you, just, you know, we've been focusing a lot specifically on gratitude and, you know, kind of what you got you there. Maybe just take a couple minutes and just share with us kind of what were you thinking when you did all this great stuff, and also what you're grateful for.
Wow, that's a great question. Thank you. So I think gratitude was an interesting, I guess, an interesting concept to kind of comprehend as a child, Because initially, at a very young age, I sort of thought that gratitude was just like being happy and being kind of thankful when mom got me a new toy or when I got taken out. But as I got older and experienced various adversities and interesting things on my journey, I realized that having gratitude is even just a state of being, just being thankful and being in a sort of energy and a sort of space of just being appreciative of your existence, those around you, how divine intervention brings things in for you, how things just seamlessly fall into place. So that was a very interesting concept for me to grasp at a very young age, because it went from sort of gratitude around materialistic things, but then evolving into gratitude from within, being grateful for myself, being grateful for everything that I've gone through, the adversities and the achievements and everything else that I've gone on to do. So I think, gratitude is something that's been very, very important on my journey and has helped to grow me as a person.
You know, and you've done so much. I wanted to ask you, I wanted to just mention, really we're focused on gratitude, but also this word called rejoicing. How do you rejoice?
Rejoicing. I think for me, rejoicing, what allows me to experience and be in a state of rejoicing is being with my family and just kind of being grounded. And even like where I've had like a long day working or I've had a couple of things not go right in my day, just being able to have a safe space to come back to and a supportive family and community that I can come back to, re-energize, share how my day's been, share anything that I'm unsure about or anything that I'm worried about, and just being in a safe space and feeling supported and heard, that allows me to really rejoice. And yeah.
Wow, well, that's really good. And, kids that dream big, I mean, just your whole concept here. I guess the same thing holds true. We just Google your name and there you are, right? Do you have any contact information for yourself you'd like to give out?
Similarly to what my mom said, it was quite easy to get a hold of and to get in contact with via social media. So if that's Facebook, Instagram, we're pretty much on everything. And I also have a YouTube channel where I share various content around Korean culture and various things like that, because I'm very interested in traveling, and that's called The K-Way. So that's another passion of mine, like you mentioned in my bio. Just literally through social media, like Mom said.
Wow. Well, thank you so much just for sharing your thoughts here. And, last but not least, in terms of the family lineup here of five, is Trayshawn. And I'm so impressed with this family already. I'm just, just ecstatic after hearing just the mom and then the daughter. And now, finally, one of the men, the guys. Trayshawn is a 12-year-old, and he is a co-author of Kids with a Z, Kids That Dream Big, Unlimited Award winner, also nominated for a REEB 2017 award. He is a participant in Child Genius of 2017, a top 20 smartest children in the UK, nominated by National Diversity Award 2017, former radio show host, winner of Radio Show Works Authors Awards of 2017, co-founder of Put the Red Card Up to Bullying, and founder of I'm That Kid, Bridging the Gap Between Fathers and Sons. I'm That Kid is also a t-shirt brand teaching boys to simply shine their unique light of positivity. I'm That Kid covers I'm That Kid, Bridging the inspiring my community to pay it forward. I'm That Kid, There's a Book Inside Me, and I'm That Kid, Families That Play Together Stay Together. Harry Singha Foundation, Young Leader Summit Fellow, also Access Consciousness Bars Practitioner and NLP Practitioner. Man, I think you need to start getting yourself busy. What are you doing? At only 12 years old, here's Trayshawn. Trey, I don't know what to say. I thought this whole show is just remarkable just with your family alone. We have some other really incredible guests as well. but celebrating deep beauty, the importance of giving back, volunteering, rejoicing. Trey, definitely, we're all here to listen to what you have to say at this time. Trey Sean.
Yes, I just wanted to say a huge thank you for having me on the show, and I just wanted to let everyone know that now I've written 7 books, and I've also been noticed as one of the top 20 smartest kids in the UK through a for the Child Genius 2017, which is on Channel 4.
This, you know, it's wow. Just incredible. I'm getting goosebumps because this. Trey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I am so impressed with you, all of your sisters, your brothers. I think the family have written over 17 books together, or is it more? I'm not quite sure. But that's why I wanted this
yes.
family done, because the families need families that work together, pray together, learn together. Look at how powerful this is. He's written 7 books and he's 12 years old. I mean, this is just amazing.
Yeah. Well, Sean, any of the thoughts you want to share with us? I mean, I know we can probably go on and on with you, but you know, you alone. But, you know, what thoughts of wisdom would you like to give to other children? And, you know, how do you rejoice?
So one thing that I'd like everyone to always remember is that they should just be unique, and they should just take opportunities when they have it, because like in life, loads of like children, they like think of what their friends are going to think before they do anything, and then they end up missing the opportunity. And I think it's just good to just go and take it.
Wow.
Beautiful.
That
Beautiful.
Is great advice. You know, take it. It's all about taking action. I love it. I love it. Carolyn, you had some thoughts?
I just want to say one thing before the Sunday family has, they're going to have to go because they're in Europe, or you guys are more than welcome to listen to the whole show. But this is a quote that Lachey had told me 5 years ago or 4 years ago. I don't remember. And it's in my brand new book. I asked Lachey, because she was a genius, I said, Lachey, how do you get this genius? Where does it come from? And she said this, my mission is my purpose that my soul defines. She said that, and she was 15 years old at the time. It blew my mind, and I never forgot it, because she realizes her mission in life was her purpose that her soul inside, that deep beauty, defined for her. So let's just say hooray for the Basami family. Thank you guys so much. We're going to have to move on to our next guest. Thank you. Andrew, do you have any final thoughts for this fabulous family?
Yeah, well, you know what? I actually, when I lived in London, I actually met them, and it was through volunteering that I met the Basami family, and I'm so honored to have them in my life. And you know when you volunteer, because today we're also talking about volunteering, so I'll add the little bit for the volunteering portion. It's really when you volunteer, it just there's nothing like, you know, giving back to the community, because you're in return getting the good vibes that are happening. And it's just, you know, it's just amazing. I was going to have a surprise, but because of time, I think it's probably better. I was going to ask if the little one, Amir, because Sabrina was telling me that he is very, very inspirational. But I think because of time, we might just go on to the next speaker. But I just, you know, it's just such an inspirational, the whole family. It's just, you know, it's just amazing meeting them and just being in their company, that I'm just really grateful for them to have gone in on today's show. The other ones, the grandmother and the three little ones, they actually were part of the blog tour, and it's on day 2 on Carolyn's website. So you can go to Carolyn's website to see the other ones.
You know, I'm just so thankful here. This is all about what deep beauty means. you know, just a beautiful family doing incredible things. So thank you so much just for blessing our lives with what you've shared as a family collectively. And I really am inspired just by what I've already heard already. So as you're all listening here, you know, again, a lot of these things that we're sharing are from the book, Transforming Your Life Through Self-Care, A Guide to Tapping Into Your Deep Beauty and Inner Worth. And, you know, you can find more information about just this tour. You can actually go to Carolyn's site. You can go to Easy Card with the Easy, a capital E, capital Z, easycard.com/, and you put in Carolyn A. Brent. So easycard.com/ Carolyn A. Brent, and look at the button that says it talks about the Deep Beauty Telesummit. And at the very end, you can actually order the book at 30% off directly from the manufacturer. That's something they are doing specifically to support the book, because they saw how this Telesummit was being put together, how powerful it was. They wanted to do their part. Again, 30% off. Just go to easycard.com/ Carolyn A. Brent. Look at the button Deep Beauty Telesummit, and you can find out more information about the Telesummit, as well as, of course, acquire the book, because that is a roadmap to a lot of things that are happening. And that was just released today. Well, moving on, you know, we have somebody that is very special to me. She's actually a co-publisher of mine. I have Catapult Multimedia Publishing, but this person is a powerhouse. And she has done incredible things. She is with Believe in Your Dreams Publishing. She is the CEO founder of it. She is an international motivational speaker and author of the best-selling book, A Woman of Love, Power, and Respect, as well as the number one best-selling book, Women Warriors Who Make It Rock. Nicole Peters is a founder and CEO behind many best-selling authors from her company, Believe in Your Dreams Publishing. And she is also determined to teach downtrodden women and youth the power of self-love, purpose, and rocking ambition through workshops, conferences, retreats, and events. She was born and raised in Louisiana, 63 miles north of New Orleans. She has experienced many hardships in life, but has never lost hope that she would one day serve a greater purpose. As a result, God has blessed her with four amazing, beautiful children, sent her the love of her life, and revealed to her the potential to be a ready writer. Over the past years, Nicole has garnished a social media following of almost 60,000 people. She has been featured in the Huffington Post, Voice America, Amazon, In the Red, The Motivational Lounge, a personal favorite of mine, Rush Hour for Success, and Empowering Women, Transforming Lives. She is currently setting up her own TV and radio network called Believe in Your Dreams Productions, and her shows will start airing August 1st, 2018, called The Motivational Lounge and Women Warriors Table Talk, powered by Believe in Your Dreams TV network. And I want to present to you the wonderful, focused, passionate, and beautiful Nicole Peters. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone, and I am so thankful and grateful to be on the show.
You know, there is so many things.
I'm excited to meet Nicole. I'm excited to meet her.
Yeah. She is a one powerhouse. And Nicole, I don't know if you're on a headset or not. I know you're trying to catch a flight and you're making time here, so I really appreciate it. I don't know if you're able to get more of a direct connection, but the whole thing is that this whole thing about, you know, volunteering, also giving back and rejoicing, I know you have some great things to say about it through your story. We just want to sit back, listen to what you have to share so that we can learn as well. Nicole Peters.
I think her line actually dropped. So let's go.
Oh, okay.
She's back on.
Okay.
All right.
I'm so sorry. I was trying to take it off speakerphone and made a mistake and hit the wrong button. I'm so sorry.
You know, wow. All right. Well, you know, I just mentioned again, you know, just talking about volunteering, giving back, and rejoicing. I know you have an incredible story. That's what you're all about, helping others tell their stories now. And so we just want to take some time here, sit back, and just listen to what we have to learn from you. Nicole Peters.
Hello, everyone, and I am so thankful and grateful to be a part of this amazing tour. I can see this book becoming a bestseller in so many different ways. It's very powerful, and the one thing I love about it is talking about self-care, because if we don't have self-care, if we don't have self-love, we cannot love anyone else. So I would tell everyone on this call to rock the love of God, because God is love, and love will take you everywhere that you need to go. There's no other word in the great book that's better than no more times than love. So I want to let you all know to just stand strong, stand powerful, and fight. Fight your way through any darkness. Fight your way through anything that's against you, that's helping you from coming out of hiding and shine. I want you to welcome in your shine, welcome in your moment, and just know that if you be great, greatness is already within you. You become the warrior. You become that person of purpose, because your passion is going to rock you there. That's the reason why I help so many people. I never forget, I was in class and we had career day. And the teacher asked us, we had a lot of our different parents to come in and talk about their careers. I had a bad day that day, and I wanted to kill myself. And when after I listened to one of my best friends, her mom was an author, and she came in and she read a book on career day. And when she read that book on career day, she made me smile. She made me feel good again, and she made me feel so alive and proud again that I said, you know what, I believe that I will be an author one day too. I believe for my kids that's you know, I had to, because I was had challenging kids with that was disabled. Now one of them is a rocking 3-time bestseller too. So I knew if I could do it, even at a young age, being in elementary school, I knew that everybody else could do it, even with the challenges. And the reason why I say that is because after career day was over and it was almost time for the bell to ring, our teacher asked us to raise our hand up and say what we wanted to be out of all the career parents that came to school. And guess what I said? I wanted to be an author. I said, I want to help people shine, because she helped change my life drastically just that little time. So after career, in the bell rang, the teacher asked me to stay. She said, Nicole, I want to tell you something. She said, I think that I love the fact that you want to be an author. She said, but your weakest subject is reading comprehension and writing. So I don't think that's the best subject to go in. And I think you ought to do something in math and science, because you're really smart in math and science. And right then and there, that was the way I came into class, feeling bad and feeling awful. It came back again, instantly. And I felt so bad, too. I just wanted to cry, but I just couldn't cry in her face, because that other force that was inside of me, because great is he that is also in the world, was inside of me, was saying, don't listen to her. But then with me in her face, because let me tell you about one thing about a child. You spend time at home with your parents and your siblings, but the rest of your time, you spend over 8 to 7 to 9 hours a day with your teacher. So what your teachers say, and what anyone say, there's a high official, your life coach, your pastor, anything they say, you listen to them. So even in the back of my mind, when I had difficulties and making mistakes and was failing, the first thing I would say, well, my teacher was right. Maybe I can't be this author. When I was having problems trying to get together to do what I had to do, maybe it is. But you cannot listen to negativity. You have to believe in you. You have to believe in your dreams and know that you can rock it. And that's how I did. I was able to clear my mindset as I got older, and spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and financially. And when you do that, you set yourself up to rock this world. You got to have value. And you got to let the light of prayer, peace, passion, purpose, principles, prosperity, and perseverance shine through you. And you will come out victoriously. And you got to choose on this call, from this day, you got to choose to move forward and come out and rock it. Let's let this challenge begin, Jim. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Very powerful. Carolyn, I know you have some thoughts here just with what she shared. Carolyn.
You know what? Words are powerful. Words are powerful. Okay. When Nicole said that her teacher told her what she couldn't do, it's beautiful when Nicole told herself, no, I can do this. Yes, I can. And Nicole, even with my very first book, I talked about death and dying called Why Wait. I was told, oh, that's mm-hmm. not a sexy enough subject. No, but you can't write mm-hmm. that. No. But the Spirit mm-hmm. of God me to write it, because there wasn't any books on the market like it. And that book is mm-hmm. in the Library of Congress too, because I was the first to market with it. You know, so a person mm-hmm. You got to roll the way you're supposed to roll, because we are all big and special. And Nicole, it's just a pleasure to meet you. Finally, it's like you're coming to life. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I'm so glad that the Awesome Sauce Gym connected us. I can't say so much about my business partner. That's what I call him. He just rocks, and I know that anybody that he present me in front of, or anybody that he present us in front of, is going to be able to see the shining and the light between us. And when he called me, he said, Nicole, he said, I want you to touch on some things of how you get away from negativity. And I'm going to tell you, the main thing and how you stay away from and be positive is you make sure that what you people are feeding you are positivity. And what you said was you stuck to your grind, and you knew your book was going to be successful. And that's what I did in my mind when she was talking to me. Even though I was hurt, I felt ashamed. I still had deep down inside of my mind, and said, I'm going to be that author. Now I have helped over 100 women become number one best-selling authors. Even if it's an anthology, if it's 30 people in that anthology, and you make that book number one, then they all become a number one bestseller. And see, that's what my goal was. And the first thing, another thing I did was when I came back to my hometown, I saw her in the grocery store, my teacher. And she looked at me and she said, Nicole? And I said, yes. She said, I'm sorry. And I said, no, don't be sorry. I said, because as a teacher, you're supposed to tell your students where their strengths at and where their weakness at. The only thing that I feel like where you went wrong was when you said that you don't think I can be. Because you should always tell your students what they can be. Even if it's something you think they can't do, you always say, yes, baby, you can do this. But let me explain to you how you can do it. Let's see how we can work on your weakness. Not because someone is weak, they cannot do it. Because sometimes the weak become the strongest. And that way I went back to my car and I signed that book for her and I told her I would love you forever. Because at that time I was able to forgive her for it. And I was able to do what I needed to do. And that's why I go to different schools and I help other kids to believe in their dreams. Instead of bringing an Easter bunny in every April, Jim, I tell you, I go to different elementary schools and I bring the golden egg. And inside the golden egg, I tell them to take out the piece of paper that's in the golden egg and write what they want to become. And anytime they feel like they cannot do it, anytime they feel like they can't, whatever someone telling them, or they feel laid down, go to their golden egg, open it up, and say and read it over and over until it's in your mind, until you smile again. And Smiles is my kids program called Sister Motivated and Literacy Excellent Students. And in there, I have a thing for them to in the egg. We have something in there for them to smile, to get in touch with my kids who was also had to get ESE. They were ESE students because they were premature, and they ended up coming out. One was in 11th grade, ended up coming out and graduating in 11th grade after being held back 2 years. And my other daughter came out with a 3.4 grade point average after was told that she would have to stay in all Title I classes. Because we have to have parents out there to believe in their kids and tell them they can do it no matter what. So I'm very thankful for that. And we, like I said, we have to make sure that we keep them strong and let them know that struggle is not uncommon. It's called on what you do in the midst of your struggle. Do you believe that you can fight through it and rise above anything that's causing you any kind of pain, any kind of grief, any kind of sorrow? I just lost my sister 3 days ago. 3 days ago, I just lost my sister. But I knew for a fact I wasn't going to cancel no radio show. I wasn't. Jim can tell you I'm on my way to go to New York right now to do a business meeting. I can't cancel anything because at the end of the day, we all have our time. And the last thing my sister told me on the phone was, remember what Grandma used to tell us? And I said, yeah. She said, Grandma used to tell us to be great. You're going to continue to be great? And I promise you, I will continue to be great.
You know, Nicole, this is phenomenal. And you know, you can actually reach Nicole, if you want to get your book published, you can reach myself, Nicole, myself and Nicole work together, but you can reach Nicole to find out more about her story at easycard.com/believe. So I want to thank you so much. I know you have a flight you have to catch, Nicole. And so thank you so much for joining us. Any final thought?
Yes, I want to thank everyone on the call, Kellen, Andrew, the phenomenal speakers that came on before me. I think your family rocks, honey. And I want everybody to keep on rocking. Kellen, I just want to see you and give you a hug one day. I can't wait. And I want you all to know that I just want y'all to get out of darkness and rock your shine power. If you get out of darkness and rock your shine power, you become an amazing force of energy for the world that needs you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you. Andrew, Anya, I'd like to get your thoughts there. I know there's a lot of energy and heart rejoicing, a lot of things there. Andrew, any thoughts?
I'm over the moon. I love the golden egg idea.
Yeah.
I just, you know, your smile is so infectious. I mean, I love people who smile. It's just amazing. And I so want to meet you. And I think you would do wonders for the folks, the people here in Toronto or I come down there. I still want to meet you with Carolyn. I mean, maybe we go down together to meet Carolyn in Florida and have a huge deep beauty party, but it's just amazing. I have a little sort of saying that I like to tell people, and I'm going to bring it up now because you talk about inspiring. And I think it's, you know, one of my things is being different is fun. And when you talk about uniqueness, it's like we each have our own special gifts. I mean, no two people are really exactly alike. And, you know, growing up, we grew up in a certain mentality. But now we're all individuals. We all, you know, we all have our qualities that we need to own and accept. Because, you know what, we need to share them and shout it out. Mm-hmm. I'm so thrilled that you came on, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Nicole. Have a great flight, and I hope your arms don't get tired while you fly. Anyway, I had to throw that out there. But, we are continuing on again. This is really important, what we're going to hear right now. And this is from Danita Sajiz, and she is a rapid transformational hypnotherapist coach, RTT. And her expertise in coaching helps her clients overcome limiting beliefs, guilt, and shame, and also depression, self-esteem, anxiety, addictions, getting unstuck, money beliefs, and how to embrace self-love and every area of love. She knows a lot about self-care, and she really helps people identify their purpose, really avoid self-sabotage, figuring out what's holding them back, fear of rejection, and really helping them to identify their habits and patterns that help them get themselves unstuck from the I'm not enough syndrome, you know, and daddy, are you proud of me complex, you know, and coaching has done so much for her, and I know there are so many things we can learn from her as well. So, Danita, I want to welcome you. The mic is yours. So looking forward to hearing from you and just your story and how you've helped people, and also why you feel like giving back, volunteering, and rejoicing is so very important. Danita Sajiz.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jim, Andrew, Carolyn. It's an honor to be on this call. I was a student in personal development, and my hugest breakthroughs were through personal development and getting unstuck. And because as humans, we all suffer from one of three things: I'm not enough, I'm different, or it's not available to me. Love is not available to me. Money is not available to me. And when we get to the root cause of how, when, and where our development was arrested between the ages of 0 and 7, we can live a life of joy, because it's never, ever too late to have an amazing childhood, to have an amazing life, no matter what age you are. And I had my breakthrough at 48 because I struggled with being the perfect daughter to my father. And he was always in our lives, and I just created this belief that I needed to be the perfect daughter, and I struggled with that and got good grades, and I wanted his approval from the man I married, the house I bought, the car I bought. And after a while, it weighs on you. And I felt like I had a 6,000-pound weight on my shoulders and felt like I was hiding from my father until I had my breakthrough at 48 years old. It's never, ever too late. And so when I did something called a total truth letter with him, and released everything, flew to New York, talked to him about how I felt, and he said he released me. He never knew he had a hold on me. And it's these beliefs that we create when we're young. We're only a few years on a planet. Something happens. My sister left at 18. I thought that I could also be eliminated from the family, so I struggled to kind of be part of the family and wanted to be the perfect daughter. So that's my story. I was a client first and then became a geek about the mind. And I'm a NLP coach, and I'm also a hypnotherapist. And the beautiful thing of what I do in RTT, which was developed by Marissa Peer in London, is it's a rapid 30-day experience that can reprogram the beliefs that we created as a child. The I'm not enough, that it's not available to me, I'm not worthy. I've had clients making $500,000 a year, spending exactly $500,000 a year because they felt like they weren't worthy, that they had to give it away. And so these root causes are super, super deep. And I love what Carolyn said, that deep beauty is an inner game. And so what I do in my practice is we live 10% on earth in our conscious mind, but the other 90% is locked up. And that's where all our patterns and beliefs happen. So what I do in RTT is I put the nervous system to sleep to access the vault. And once we understand how, when, and where our development of self-worth and not being enough has been created, we can suggestively tell the mind to reprogram it and put in everything that we want in life. And it is literally, Jim, it's magical. And in 30 days, I just helped a gentleman with addiction to crack cocaine and beer and weight loss. Because weight loss diets don't work. 91% of people that are overweight and do diets, they quit within 6 weeks. But there's a reason, it's a subconscious reason why we hold on to the weight that we hold on to. And once we get to the root cause, I've had people in 6 weeks lose 20 pounds. And so it is and rejoicing is available to us. And it's never, ever too late. And so we have the power, your mind has the power, the person with the issue has the solution, but we just can't do it ourselves. And so what I do, I feel like, is magical. And it has helped so many people. I've helped teens with suicide and cutting and high anxiety. And children are very beautiful because they process very quickly. And when they because they've seen less than older people. And if I can save the babies so that they don't become so jacked up as adults, then my job is done.
Wow. That is so powerful. You know, I think about this. You are really helping people overcome the past so they can deal with their future. This is incredible, just the things you presented. People that want to reach you, what is the best way for people to find out a little bit more about you and what you do and connect with you?
Yeah, so you can find me on you can Google my name, Zanita Sajous. I'm the only one out there, spelled S like in Sam, A-J-O-U-S. And it's you can find me in Find a Therapist by Marissa Peer. And I do a free consultation, 30 minutes, just to see what's going on with you. What are your concerns? I share exactly what I do, and then you get to choose. It is life-changing. I'm in my purpose. I'm helping the little girl or the little boy that lives inside of you to freedom finally, right, permanently. And the change is permanent, and it's pretty magical. So that's how people can find me.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts. Carolyn, I'd really like to get your comments on just what she shared. It's very powerful.
What I wanted to comment is this, and this is actually a true story. I've never been a client of hers, but she invited me to her beautiful home. This was back, I think, in December. I don't remember. But I walked in, and all of a sudden, I was just like, enthralled, because it was the most amazing place I personally have ever seen. But something happened to me while I was in her home. I walked out of her home and I was on my way home and I felt like a butterfly. And I thought, I feel so light. I feel so light. I feel so light. This is a true story. And then I asked her, I said, do you mind coming to my home and helping me? Because I felt like a butterfly when I was in your home. And she came in, this is no joke, and she went, oh my goodness, this place is heavy. It's really heavy. And I didn't know what she meant by heavy. It was dark furniture, dark this, expensive stuff. And this is what she said, Carolyn, you know what? Do you want to feel light like that butterfly again? And she said, you got to get rid of this, this, this. And it was really my whole place. My whole place, I truly gutting it out, or I gutted it out. And I got rid of things that I was holding onto for 17 years, 20 years, all these years. And then I remembered, I said, oh yeah, two ex-husbands sat at that table. So I got rid of them. And I didn't realize I was holding on their spirits on the table. And now I feel like that butterfly when I walk in my home. And ever since that time, I share that story with three people I've shared that story with so far. And guess what? They're clients of Danita, and they absolutely love her. So Danita, thank you for helping me to transform my life. Although I've written 5 books in where I live, but now I could write 25 books because now I'm light. Thank you very much.
Wow. I love it. And the importance of physical space is very, energetically, it's very important to create peace in your home.
Yeah.
So thank you, Carolyn.
You know, I know we're going to be moving on fairly quickly here. There are some great things. We're gaining momentum as we come to a conclusion of this deep beauty tour. But I did want to say, Andrew, just a quick thought here.
Yeah, I just, you know, I really, you know, it's really great work that you're doing. And I'm a firm believer that your space is an important aspect. Learning from Marie Diamond, and it's amazing what your own space can do, because it really lightens you up, and having light colors. Anyways, I can't wait to meet you, Danita. But well,
likewise.
Let's enjoy the rest of the telesummit, okay?
Yeah,
thank you.
You know, going right into this, I'll tell you, we are making history with Carolyn's book, with the telesummit, with this tour, with the blog, with the blog talk tour here on here, and then also international blogging tour as well. But next up, we have Kirby Delaney, who is a 2-time history-making, brick-breaking champion. She currently is in the Guinness Book of World Record, whose last record was established in August 2016, where 152-inch bricks were broken in 1 minute, 33 seconds. And as an accomplished martial artist, she is skilled in a variety of sorts of martial arts styles. And also, she has perfected her craft over the past 26 years, and also studying and doing all the things for preparing for 41 years and focusing her skill through various techniques and concepts. This year, Kirby is striving to break 300 bricks in 3 minutes. And basically, she holds a variety of titles. And in addition to her profession as professional brick breaker and martial arts instructor, Kirby is an actress, musician, and best-selling contributing author who basically champions helping the youth develop their skills. Kirby, it's great having you here today. Kirby Delaney.
Hey, Jim. Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me on this show. I've heard some wonderful stories. And like you said, I work with kids. The young man that spoke earlier, wow. I mean, what an amazing young man. He's just, I hope he keeps going and reaches out, and I hope other kids listen to him. I mean, everybody's story has just been completely amazing.
You know, Kirby, you've done a lot in your lifetime. I also know your story, the backdrop and everything. You've had so many incredible experiences in life and adventures in life as well. And can you share with us just basically your whole theme of your life, you know, maybe a little bit about you and just how you give back and rejoice?
Well, you know, first of all, I have to give all the credit, you know, to my mother. And, of course, through God, she couldn't have been who she was either. But all my credit goes to my mother. She is the reason why I am the woman I am today. She had some big shoes, and I don't even know if I'm a quarter away through filling them, but I'm giving it one heck of a try. You know, when I was younger, I've had many struggles in my life. Some was health and, you know, being a severe asthmatic and having to do things differently than other kids. And, you know, just certain goals that I wanted to do, I was being told by certain family members and by outsiders, you're a girl, you're too little, you can't do this, you know, there's no possible way. The reason why I say I'm too little to my family is actually very big. I'm the runt. Most females in our family is 6 foot and up. So a little 5'3" me, you know, I can see why they said that. Me personally, I'm one of those people, I am true to my sign. I'm an Aries. You don't tell me I can't do something, because if it kills me, I will do everything I possibly can and then some, just to prove you wrong, one, and two, to show myself that I can do it. You know, I was always told by my mother, you pick your path. You either pick it the right way or you pick it the wrong way. And so my thoughts of thinking, that being instilled in my brain for so many years, you know, my saying is there's two paths in life, and there's a screwed up one and there's a righteous one. And, you know, I chose that righteous one. And the why I did that is because I was ignoring the limits people were putting on me, the boundaries people were putting on me, all the BS that people were saying that I couldn't do and, you know, couldn't do this and that because of whatever reason. And I never believed that there was an impossible. I always believed that everything was possible. As crazy as some things were, I mean, even my mother kind of looked at me and raised an eyebrow like, really, Kirby, I mean, seriously. And, you know, with all love and respect to her, I mean, apparently she's not here no more, but, you know, I still believed my way. The impossible is always possible. And I, you know, if you never risk going too far, you're never going to know how far you're going to go. And so I took that of my own theory and my own thought and everything that I was taught being such a little girl growing up. And like I said, having different struggles and different issues and being bullied. And trust me, the bullying, oh, man, I feel bad for these kids that get bullied today because I was one of those kids. And just all the barriers and the walls and the fences and all the little, you know, little cracks that I had to jump through, get over, you know, all that. With the support of my parents, it's like, wow, you know, and I've done everything and accomplished everything so far that I've set my mind to, and then some. So it's been a really wild journey. Sabrina, the one with the 5 children, man, my hat goes off to her. I was 13, and it's a long story, don't have time on here, but I was 13 and my son was 5. And I took that responsibility as a 13-year-old because we all know that, I mean, everything I've heard today is wonderful parents, and I love hearing that. Because, you know, there's some out there that's just not what you would expect. And unfortunately, my biological mother was exactly like that. And at 13 years old, I had to think like a grown woman. And I took that baby and I raised him as my own. And he is now 37 and I'm 44. I legally couldn't adopt him, long story short, because I wasn't 10 years older. I'm only 8. But, you know, I get it. And I get the path and these rough bumps that everybody's gone through and hit. And it's like, you know, it's just an amazing journey. And it's amazing what you can do when you put your mind to it.
You know, this is so very true, Kirby, and we have to move on here, but, you know, I'm so excited just to have you as part of people I talk to, really one of my circle of champions, of people that really support me. And, you know, Kirby Delaney, look out, because she really has a great story. As you can tell, she rejoices through giving back, really supporting, you know, even at the age of 13, quote unquote, adopting this 5-year-old. That's where her heart is. It's all about the youth. And you can find out more about her at EZCard, you know, again, the letters EZCard.com/ Kirby Delaunay, and Delaunay is spelled Delaunay. And so I want to just get on to our next speaker here, but Kirby, hats off to you. You are an incredible visionary, and I know you will keep breaking through barriers and be an inspiration to us all. Now, I wanted to highlight this next person coming on. He is actually the founder of what we call EZCard. And, you know, just to let you know, it just coincidentally, some of the people that I know happen to be clients of EZCard. But I want to read you a little bit of bio about Dr. Greg Sanders. Dr. Greg Sanders is a PhD in sociology and 30 years of university teaching that he's provided his former life, and is now the founder of and CEO of EZCard. And he is known as Dr. Easy, as he is often called, and he plays several sports and enjoys bicycling, plays 27 musical instruments, and he speaks 8 to 10 languages and what he calls marginal fluency. But one of his greatest joys is helping small businesses and communities. He says he gets tremendously jazzed about all that, and he believes that small and medium-sized businesses are the backbone of Americans' innovation, industrial muscle, and cultural strength. And, you know, he himself and his wife, Karen, suffered tragedy this last year, which he will talk about. And basically, he started EZCard in 2016. And, you know, there are some incredible things in which he's going to share with you. And he's an entrepreneur by heart. And basically, he is also a musician as well, as we mentioned. And he relinquished all of his university teaching and other duties in 2016 to focus solely on EZCard and bring it to the world. And I'll tell you, there are so many things that we could say about this gentleman here. And I want to introduce you Dr. Greg Sanders, the founder and CEO of EZCard, and also a wonderful family man. Dr. Sanders.
Hey guys, happy afternoon to all of you wherever you are.
Yeah. Well, you know, Greg, you know, we talk about rejoicing, we talk about giving back, volunteering. I think everything I read about pretty much everyone really is about that. Now, I know you have an incredible story. You're incredibly talented, but you chose to give up your career as a professor and create this thing called EZCard. Can you just tell us just briefly what EZCard is, but more importantly, why you started on the endeavor to create it, and what keeps you going? So, Greg Sanders.
Well, yeah, thank you. First of all, to all of our previous guests, wow. I feel out of place and just totally humbled to be here with this great group of people. But thank you. I appreciate it. You know, my story is that I'm a very unlikely CEO of a software company. I don't do any programming myself. That's not quite true. In graduate school, when I was getting my PhD, I had to do some early programming of some very antiquated computers. So I understand some of the concepts, but basically I'm an academic. I've taught students all of my life, not only 18 to 25-year-olds, but I did a lot of adult education online programming for my university. I was the first online instructor. I've always been interested in how technology can help you do whatever it is that you do. And I thought, you know, when email came out, I thought, wow, what a great thing. And when smartphones came out, I thought, wow, what a great thing. And then I kept thinking, I just have always felt like, you know, you can't build a house without great tools. You don't want to have a hand drill when you can have a, you know, corded drill. And then if you can have a battery operated drill, that's even better. And I just feel the tools are what can help us make business successful and not make it a chore. And so as a university teacher, thinking about, you know, how technology is changing the way that we live, there's always an upside and a downside. My wife and I have had several children for a long time in our child rearing years. We had 3 boys and 3 girls. fairly large family. We always turned heads when we walked into a restaurant, which wasn't very often. People would always come up and say, are all these yours? But, you know, it's just the three boys and the three girls, it was just kind of like our family, and we did everything for them. We had a lot of their education at home. They all learned to play instruments. They were all homeschooled because our oldest son had leukemia, passed away in 1991. But before he passed away, my younger children, or the older ones now, they got dragged into hospital waiting rooms and that kind of thing. My oldest son lost his hair. Kids would make fun of him in the school system. So basically, we homeschooled our kids. My wife did most of that, but we had a very close, very tight family. When I retired from teaching at the university, I got the opportunity to get, I had tenure. I'd been there for 25 years at one university, head of the department, a lot of responsibility. And I just felt like I've always had these unresolved dreams to really make an impact outside of academia in real live working communities. And as you know, you get involved in some little slice of the world and you can feel like you're in a glass bubble. I wanted to get out of that bubble, and I wanted to be in the part of the middle of the river where the flow was happening, where business communities are intersecting with nonprofit communities and intersecting with the schools and politics and non-politics and families and soccer games and just everything. I wanted to be in sort of the messy vortex, you know, of society. And so I got this idea that the smartphones could offer a lot more to your typical person than what they were delivering, because I felt like we all use our smartphones, we make phone calls, we send text messages, now we get email on them, but very few of us can actually create content for the smartphone because we're not programmers, we're not geeks. We can send a text message, but we can't make, you know, a website, for instance, it looks great on a smartphone, or we can't make a mobile app. So I created EasyCard as a way to get around that problem. And it basically is a way to create essentially what is a website on the smartphone without actually creating a website. So if people can type an email and upload a photograph using our software, they can create a great mobile media page. We call it, instead of a digital business card, we call it a digital media card. So that's what it is. We have individual business owners that are using this as a substitute for a paper business card, and we're saving trees. And, you know, I think there's something like a million trees are cut down every year to make paper business cards, 88% of which are thrown away. Wouldn't it be great if when people call you about your business, you say, can I send my information to you? And you can zip off an EasyCard from your phone to theirs. Comes in as a text message. They click a link, and up pops a beautiful website with a button to call you and a button to email you and a button to go to your website. So, you know, the disadvantage of the smartphone is there's not much space there. You try to type on it, and even if you use your thumbs or all of your fingers, you keep hitting the wrong, you know, the wrong letters, and then autocorrect takes over, and it's just difficult to type on the smartphone. One push activation is a lot simpler. So that's what EasyCard is. We work with nonprofits as well as businesses. And it's just, it's very different than grading papers, Jim. It's just a whole different world.
Yeah. And, you know, I know, you know, you have a story behind it. We don't have too long here, but if you can summarize,
sure,
you know, just a little bit, I know there's something that keeps you going, something very special to you about the EasyCard and why you keep it going. If you could share that, that would be great.
Well, thank you. Well, let me just tell you about my kids, because it's all about my kids. As I mentioned, I had a son who passed away of leukemia. That happened, and then basically we thought, well, that's our family tragedy. You know, that happened in 1991. We raised the rest of our kids. With Darren, we would have had seven children. After him, we had three boys, three girls. Last year, my daughter died August the 7th, and then my son died October the 7th, my youngest two children. Now, my daughter, Laurelyn, was born with a heart defect. And so she always had issues with her energy and so forth, but she had just gone through a very successful second heart valve replacement a couple of years before this. She just died suddenly of a heart arrhythmia in the night, August. We woke up in the morning and we found her in her favorite chair, and her body was lifeless. It was a very, very difficult situation. I basically started this company for her, because she could not work an 8-to-5 job. She didn't have, you know, the stamina to have a typical kind of a life, but she loved her phone. She loved her computer. She really held our family together. She never forgot a birthday. She was always on the phone texting family members. Hey, remember this, remember that. She loved her younger brother, the next in line, her brother, Dellen, because they'd grown up together as the two youngest kids. I'm really glad she passed away before he did. He died of a mental illness and basically a self-inflicted suicidal tragedy during one of his dark episodes. I really think that maybe his sister passing away contributed to that. But, you know, after that happened, Jim, I wasn't sure if I wanted to kind of keep going with Easy Card. But I just thought about it. It's like, you know, God, you led me to this for a reason. I feel like, just like our other speakers have mentioned, we have something within us that it's like something that needs to be born and given to the world. And I just felt like this is something that will enable your message, whatever your message is, to be viewed by thousands of more people, or maybe millions of more people, by digitizing that message and getting it out into the world. I said, I've got to bring this to people. So now I feel like I have even more motivation than ever, because I'm doing this in honor of my children. And the things that my daughter wanted us to put into the Easy Card were little things like, hey, I want a song to play when the Easy Card opens, or I want some animation to happen in the main image. And one of my big regrets is I never got that done while she was still alive, but by golly, I'm going to get it done. Right. And I'm going to do something that helps other people in their memory and in their honor.
Well, thank you so much just for sharing that. And, you know, we're winding down the show, but, you know, this is the beginning for everyone else. That is so inspiring what you shared and how you rejoice through. Again, we started with family. We're ending with family. Carolyn, you know, I know you're probably just waiting to share some thoughts here. But, Carolyn, I just wanted to turn this over to you just to share your final thoughts here.
Well, my final thoughts, thank you, Dr. Easy. Dr. Sanders, you've made my life so easy. I wish I would have had an Easy Card when I was caring for my father as a caregiver. But because you came, you know, 18 years later, you're making my life really easy right now. I was at a big event this past Friday, and I got to tell you, my Easy Card, I used that, and I felt so proud of my Easy Card, because everything that I'm all about, it's right. It's electronically on a card. I felt like, oh, wow, I'm really up to date with my Easy Card. So thank you, because everything I've ever done, I'm speaking out everything. It's on the Easy Card. And Dr. Sanders, thank you so much for introducing me to the Easy Card. And I'm going to introduce it to the world and everyone on this card. You have to get yourself an Easy Card, because it will make your life easy, especially when you're in business and everybody on this call have a business. So thank you, Dr. Sanders. I love your work. Thank you for sharing your story about your children, about why you developed it. And boy, you are really smart with all the languages that you speak. Oh my goodness. I know a lot of smart people. I'm always looking for smart people. So thank you, smart people, for being in my life and teaching me.
Wow.
It's my pleasure.
And, you know,
thank you for inviting me to be on the Telesummit. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and you know, if you want to find out more about the Easy Card, you could contact Carolyn, or you can contact myself at wokwalkstar@easycard.com, wokstar@easycard.com. Andrew, you know, we're winding down here as well, and it's so exciting. Any final thought here?
I just wanted to say it's been a great 3 days. I hope everyone has really enjoyed this deep beauty Telesummit that the three of us put together. It's been wonderful. I just, you know, I'm really grateful for Carolyn for getting me on board. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's amazing. The stories that we've heard today, Kirby, you're just an inspiration. I mean, I just really enjoyed hearing you. And it was just, you know, it's just amazing. And by the way, our London family is still on the line.
Wow, yes, that's great.
Final thoughts. We're going to go over time, but can we get final thoughts from everyone on the line, starting with the Basami family? What is your final thought that you want to share with the world, just really, really quickly, because we're out of time?
Well, thank you again for having us, Caroline, everyone on the call. It's been an absolute pleasure to be a part of this. It's been so amazing. And just something I want to leave everyone with that's listening today is that just to remember to appreciate those around you, value the time that you spend on this planet, connect with people, share your uniqueness with the world, because not to say that life's short, but life is something that we should cherish and celebrate, and to make sure that we make our mark on the planet and really leave our true essence here and have a positive impact on those around us.
Beautiful. And final thoughts from Danita.
Thank you, Carolyn, Jim, and Andrew. My final thoughts is it's never too late to embrace our journey and turn it around to rejoice the rest of our life.
Woo-hoo!
And I love what Sabrina said, that we only have now. And a lot of times we borrow misery from the future. If we can stay present in our life today, all our resources are all around us. So open your heart, serve others, and the magic will happen.
Beautiful. Kirby.
I just want to say thank you to you, Carolyn, excuse me, and Jim and Andrew, and Dr. Sanders for sure for the easy card. I've also got one, and I absolutely love it. Very impressive. And to everybody else on the line, you know, you guys just keep pushing forward. That's what I plan on doing. And, you know, there's going to be obstacles. You know, life's not easy. There's going to be millions and millions of barriers. There's going to be brick walls. There's going to be fences to jump. And, you know, stay true to yourself. Keep the love in your heart. You know, keep the faith. And no matter what happens, tragedy, we've all faced it. I mean, anything that steps in your way, you just tell yourself that that's going to be moved. Because in all honesty, we can all move mountains. And listening to this call, we've all proved that. So just keep pushing forward. And again, thank you for having me on the show.
Amen. I think everyone else has dropped off. I'm speaking. Dr. Sanders is not on the call, I don't think. And also Patricia is on.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm still on.
Okay.
That's okay.
What's your final thought?
Well, you know, everybody's story is unique, and all I would say is love your children and love your family, love your parents while you have them. You never know when God's going to call them home. And about joy, I love that focus on joy, because people kept coming to me and saying, how on earth can you continue, let alone still enjoy life, you know, after all of this has happened? But I got to tell you, life is good. God gives us whatever time he gives us on this earth. You have to learn to have the attitude of gratitude. And sometimes it's a struggle. Sometimes it's like the Herculean task of today to find that space of joy. So Carolyn, thank you for helping everyone, and thank all the speakers for helping us with all of the great insights and wisdom to help us find that place of joy and fulfillment, even in the struggles of life.
Beautiful. Can we all say, woohoo, it's done, it's over.
Woohoo.
Birth of this baby, and thank
congratulations.
You. Congratulations. To celebrate. Oh, thank
yeah.
you. What's your final
And remember
thought?
To look in the libraries, bookstores, for the book.
Yeah.
It's in the Library of Congress.
Yes, and you know, I want us all to think and consider, I want us to consider just what our life was meant to be and how we can live our life on purpose, for purpose, and really the book that's coming out, you know, again, make sure you get a copy. You can look at easycard.com/Carolyn A. Brent, look at the Telesummit button, and it's down there, you get 30% off. But I want you to think about your life, what it was meant to be. And we know that you can be set up to do great things, and you are made to do great things. I want you to take a look at the sky. It is blue sky everywhere. Take a look at the ocean. It is deep beauty. This is Jim T. Chong, the Walk Star. along with Carolyn A. Brent and Andrew Mandia, signing off during the deep blue, deep beautiful, and inner worth beauty tour for yourself. Make life happen, and here is to your success going forward. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.